It's Wednesday, November 27, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Vidbian. Party representatives at the Electoral Commission headquarters have expressed a lack of confidence in the Commission following the issuance of new voters' cards instead of duplicates. LPM addressed the media after a meeting with the Commission and said the ECN informed them their voter registration system issued two voters with one voter registration number. Local political analyst Dr. Ndumba Kamwanya weighs in.
When we have this kind of disruption, it cast a doubt on the whole process, and I think they should have anticipated all these kind of things, more in particular because they had the same hiccup with the printing of the ballots in South Africa with the company. So it is not good that you have all these doubts and you have political parties questioning the processes and procedures, because when you do have that, that is what makes political parties reject the outcomes.
In more election news, our correspondent Francois Lottering says Kitmanshoop community, Nampol and the Electoral Commission officials are set for the presidential and National Assembly elections slated for today. Lottering gave us this update.
I think anything can be of interest today, though I didn't see much of the other opposition parties except that of LPM in Kitmanshoop. And what will be happening today is difficult to say. I went to some of the polling stations or the venues where the polling stations nowhere one can actually see anything of any political parties, flags or colors close to the areas.
From Oshana, our on-site correspondent Maria Namupala says the voter sentiment is varied, with some sentiments on the ground indicating a lack of interest. She gave us this update on electoral officials and their readiness for today.
Yeah, we spoke to the electoral officer Henokanga, who stated that the community members assisted them with the tents, generators, and then they were able to dispatch all the materials yesterday. Yeah, apart from that, we've seen how busy and hectic it was for the polling officials, because some of them had to travel long distances to their designated areas where they are going to work today.
To South Africa now, where Gauteng's finance MEC, Lebogang Maile, warns the 20.1 billion rand e-toll debt will strain provincial resources. Presenting the midterm budget, he gave the assurance that no jobs will be cut in key sectors like education and health. Maile reflected on efforts to balance fiscal constraints with essential services.
The following additional allocations are being made to partially offset pressures in compensation of employees: an amount of 600 million for the Department of Health, 300 million for the Department of Education, 70 million for the Department of Social Development.
The United Nations has ordered the evacuation of some of its key staff from Haiti as clashes between armed gangs and the police intensify. In the last days, the world's body has reported a major escalation of violence in the capital that's left scores dead and thousands displaced. Jody Jacobs is at the UN headquarters for us and now reports from New York.
Most foreign embassies are now also closed as the fighting in the capital reaches new heights. Some 400 UN-backed security teams are on the ground, comprising mostly of Kenyan police, but this has done little to quell the tensions. The Haitian government, backed by the United States, is now calling on the UN Security Council to authorize a full-scale peacekeeping operation, a move opposed by Russia and China. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.